plate a potential nugget.
And the other angle or the other perspective you bring into listening is even during tough feedback conversations. You mentioned in the book that instead of giving the feedback, you listen. What's the insight there? Expand on that, because I think everyone has to have those, faces those moments where you need to have that difficult conversation and you need to have that, give that tough feedback. And this piece of insight would really be of value of how do you really listen your way through a tough feedback conversation that you need to give?
You know, there's a very lovely saying that if a big tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear, was there a sound? So the listening is completed in the ear and the mind of the listener. Okay? So you have to prepare that ground to want to listen, to hear. So you're speaking very accurately with the best of intentions, that I mean in the best interest of this person. But that window there has not been opened. And there are many reasons that window may not be opened. One of them could be just in the relationship, that this person, it comes in a different world, from a different world. So I will discount whatever this person says. Though the person's saying it with the best of intention, it's my feeling of difference from this person. The second comes is what this person thinks there's something wrong with me and therefore is giving me advice. Then I'm putting on my defenses anyway. There's nothing wrong with me. How dare this person think so? So to get beyond these sort of barriers that we all put up for our own protection so that we are not, you know, kicked around, I just have to allow myself to listen to this person. When I'm listening to the person, those barriers inside the person are being dropped. The person dropping defenses. The person is enjoying listening to herself, actually, because you're making the person talk. And a person is listening to herself when you ask the questions about what the person thinks. Because the person himself or herself may never have thought about why I think this way. Mm. They say, you know why I think this way? Now you're listening to your own mind. So I'm helping a person to listen to their own mind. And what I find very difficult, but I enjoy doing, is when I'm making someone else listen to their mind, I listen to why I asked that question. There must be something in me that prompted me to think that this was a good question to ask. There's something in my thinking, which felt that was sort of a foreign situation. So I asked this question. But I'm asking it in a curious way. I'm not asking it, I try my best not in a diminishing way for the other person. But so I'm learning about myself too. So this is what I put out in the book. And I was so pleased that His Holiness the Dalai Lama, having read the book, he wrote the foreword. And his foreword is so well put when he says that listening is the first wisdom tool of Buddhism. Now, I never knew that, because we hear about compassion and we hear about reflection and self-knowledge, which he says are the second and the third wisdom tools. But that, as he said, unless you listen, there's nothing new to reflect upon. Unless you listen, you can't understand the other person and feel any compassion. So it's the first necessary discipline. So I link that to, you asked me about yoga, that, you know, listening sounds something so simple. I mean, how could just by listening, the world becomes a better place, you're saying, I become a better person. It's such a simple thing. And talking of complications of people, you know, killing each other on the streets and lynching each other and on social media, demolishing each other. I mean, the world is in a bad place. How by just something like listening could the world progressively become better? And I say, well, yoga is what? It's just breathing. It's such a simple thing. You're born to breathe. A child breathes. And then you're telling us, please breathe better, more effectively. Your whole body will be toned up. Your mind will feel better. Your heart is better. Your lungs are better. Your digestion is better. Very complicated systems. By a simple act of breathing, which, yes, we are born to do, but don't do well. And similarly, I'm saying listening, a child is a curious thing. Child is born to, you know, say, strange sound, what is it all about? And we start teaching the child to put filters on. Okay, this is bad things, don't listen to that person, don't talk to, they got the wrong ideas. And you know, children do go and they're curious. They say, no, it's bad for you. So look how we create the filters, the lenses in minds of children and ourselves, which shut out all that is different to us.
Fascinating.
What struck me in what Arun said is that by asking questions and letting the other person speak, we're giving them an opportunity to listen to themselves and clarifying their thinking about why they think in a certain way. I guess the key also is to do it the right way and have a curious tone rather than a demeaning or a condescending tone, as Arun points out. As he mentions, if we haven't really prepared the space for the feedback to land, then all that we say is likely to land on deaf ears. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.